I'll turn it right over to your questions. Fire away.
And Brad, talking to Bob, he thought that the biggest single factor in the downfall, if you want to call it that, was the start. Was that you couldn't replicate that kind of feeling you had right off the get-go and carry the momentum through. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. I think... I mean, we've known our fate, if you will, for a while. Having said that, you're still in the emotion of the season. So I think you, like any season, you need to step back and get out of the emotional state and think clearly. But if you know, as you start to do the autopsy here of what went wrong, I think there's a number of factors. I think, George, that's a good point. I think we've talked about it a lot. It's a difficult league to chase in. You know, when you're down 3-1, it's a difficult league to chase in. When you're chasing your season, it's difficult. You know, you look back last year, you look at the Ottawa team that went on just a terrific run at the end and just nips in. You can't rely on trying to find that momentum and flip the switch. The league's just too difficult. So I think our start played a role. Listen, you go through the list right now. You can't be 30th in goals against. And that's not just hanging out goaltenders. That's a group stat. No question, do we need more saves? Sure. But, you know, that we wear all of us wear that. You can't be 30th in special teams for a large majority of the season. You know, you can't, you factor the start in, you factor those things in, you're going to have a difficult time. So, but the start, and it's, I remember just the mood around our team, you know, the start, you have such high expectations and you're, you know, we come in, we lose the home opener against Vancouver. I know you feel like you're going into game two as a must win. You know, you got 81 before. You go, well, we can't dig this hole, this big of a hole. So, but it certainly played a part, sure.
What's number one on your off-season shopping list, if you will, or things to accomplish?
Well, obviously goaltending is something that's we've talked about here at nauseam over the season. It's a priority for us. You know, having said all the things, and again, I think you can get fooled a little bit with some of the, you know, we had some wins down the stretch. I think those are dangerous evaluation games when there's zero on the line. But having said that, you finish 10 points out of a playoff spot, and you finish some of the categories I just talked about. You know, where would we be if we were in middle of the pack or above? So goaltending obviously is a priority for us. Obviously we've got some players whose contracts need to be addressed, and we'll look at that. And then you've got to go through the evaluation process. We've got to improve. I mean, our team, I think we sat here at the end of last year after being eliminated in the second round, and the message was the same. We're not there yet. I mean, we're despite the season, which there should be no confusion that it was, we failed. When you're having a press conference on April 10th, your season's been a failure. There are building blocks here in place, and I think we've put some more in this year. We've seen some growth of young players, but we have to get better. Wednesday night, you'll click on the TV and see the teams that you have to compete with and beat to have success in the West, and we have work to do.
Brad, at the end of last season, you said you wanted to add depth on defense and at right wing, and you did that. If goaltender's your number one priority, what are the other priorities?
Well, I mean, I don't know if we want to. You're going to numerically list them. Obviously, goaltending is an area that we've got. We need to address. You know, continue to again. To compete in the West and compete against teams, we need size in our lineup. We've tried to address that throughout the year, in some smaller deals, and even some of the things that we added to the organization in terms of prospects. We need to become a bigger club. I think the way we play too, we have to look at. You know, we need to hold on to the puck longer. We need to a better way to defend is, you know, play a little, as little time in your zone as you possibly can. So there's maybe some how we play is something we want to look at. But ultimately, you need, you know, you're not going to, it's unrealistic to say there's going to be 25 new faces here. As we talk to the players here, there's three ways to improve, right? You bring someone in from the outside, potentially improve by eliminating somebody on the inside. But more often than not, it's growth, internal growth from the people that you do have. So that was a big message leaving here today. This is, every summer is an important summer. This is a very critical summer for all of our group, but organizationally it's a critical summer for us. So, we got to improve.
You hear general managers say all the time that everyone is being evaluated. Business is like that, right? Regardless of what it is. Your coaching staff, when you're left on contracts, your head coach and that, how critical an analysis will you make on what you've got there?
On that one, Roger, I mean, to sit here today and, I mean, I haven't contemplated anything on coaching, but having said that, we'll all be evaluated. When you have the season we've had, starting with myself, you know, there'll be an evaluation there. We'll go through that with the coaching staff, sit with them, get their thoughts, as we started today on the players. So you don't have a season that we have had and not evaluate everything. Having said that, in terms of changes, if that you're alluding to, that's something I haven't contemplated at this point, but we, from management on down, from the general manager on down, that'll all be evaluated here starting now.
Johnny told us earlier that he'd be happy if he and Sean just got the same contract and let's move forward. Is it hard to... is it hard to negotiate in tandem like that, or do they have to be totally separate, or...
Well, there's obviously, you know, there's similarity. They play together. They're teammates. They're both up. You know, there's some similarities. There's some differences in terms of, you know, just contractual CBA rights and all those types of things. So, does it make it easier, harder, better, worse if doing them the same? We'll get to work on them. We'll get contracts done. I know they're both excited to be here. They're both going to be big parts of this team moving forward. Like any negotiation, we'll bang away with it, and we'll get to a good conclusion.
Brad, how disappointed are you that the bulkier players turned down chances to go to the Worlds today? Because I think you saw that as a good place for them to keep growing their games.
Yeah, and those are always, it's a little unique this year because I'm wearing two hats. I can tell you from the Team Canada hat, I'm disappointed. Those are good players. You know, and it's our goal to go over there and have success. So you'd love, anytime you can add good players, you want good players. From my Calgary Flames perspective, I get it. You know, the players... I think I had to try to pride myself on having a strong relationship with the players, and we talk through it. And for each guy, it's a little bit, there's a little different circumstances. So you look at Sean, from Sean's case, he doesn't have a contract, number one. Number two, he got nicked up there in Minnesota. He's going to be out for a bit anyhow. But I get it. You know, as I told them all, my feelings are hockey players. You want hockey players playing, and I think it's a great experience. Obviously, from a Team Canada perspective, our goal is to go over there and win. But you sort through it, and I support them, and I understand where they're coming from.
Brad,
money tied up on the blue line. You have some guys that we know are going to be here for a long time, and some others that are near the end of contracts but not there yet. You got some young guys come up, step in the lineup late in the season. Did the performance of those newer and younger players kind of give you any kind of confidence in maybe making some personnel moves in that area?
Yeah, I think, one of the positives is we had some players come in here and show to me that they're NHL players. Now, was that today, or is that, 6 months from now? Is that Christmas time next year? So I think we've one of the things we wanted to do last year was add depth. Obviously, you bring Hamilton in, but it's not just that move. Nack Liddell comes in. I think he's shown he's an NHL player. He can play in the league. Young Yoki Packer comes over. I thought he played well. He can play in the league. That gives you more depth. We've seen some growth of, the Kulaks, the Witherspoons, those types of players. So the good news is I think we've got depth there. Now it's finding you want to improve too. One of the challenges I think Derek mentioned earlier, we've got some contracts and cap situations to deal with this summer, and we'll deal with it the best way we can. But it's encouraging that there's people that have taken steps. And again, it comes back a little bit. You also have to, measure that evaluation period in terms of where we were in the standings, the meaning, how much or how little those games meant in terms of, there's a difference of the games in February when things are on the line or what's going to happen on Wednesday and some of the games we played down the stretch last year as opposed to this year. So you take that in consideration. But I do like the depth we have started to accumulate here, and it takes time. But I think we've got some pieces here in the back end.
In this country, Brad, the whole country will be looking at this draft lottery because every single Canadian team is a shot to have a ping pong ball give them number one overall. Just what are your thoughts on what that day is going to be like?
Well, we've got our fingers crossed. At the end of the day. The rainbow, if there is one, when you have a season like this, is you do get a high pick. You've got to make the pick count. So, it'd be great if our ball showed up as the winning one. But from a pure percentages, and I like to look at things in terms of percentages, it doesn't look great. The good news is we're going to get a good player. We're going to get a really good player at that, regardless of where we pick there. And it's another young player coming into the organization. I don't think, again, unless you're moving up, where we're sitting right now, I don't necessarily predict that that's going to be a player that's ready to step in next year. Not only the lottery, but you look at where we're positioned for the draft. We went into last year with some good chips that we brought to the draft, and we were able to do some things. We sit here right now with a first and 3 seconds. The potential for 2 firsts, 10 picks, I think it is in total. So we've got the draft is, and we've said it from day one here. The way you build in this league is drafting and developing. We'll continue to do that.
Right, the economic climate in Alberta is not good, as you know, and many businesses have been affected by just the tough financial situation. So many people are under. Are you feeling any constraints? Hockey teams are no different than other business. I'm sure your budgets are looked at. Are you feeling any kind of external pressures that make your job more difficult this summer?
No, our ownership is the constant here is there is never a question in terms of resources to be successful here. Ownership is outstanding. You look at the investment that they put into this team this year. We went out and added some people. Look at the Hamiltons and the Frolics. They're committed to doing whatever they have to do to win, and that's no different going into next year. We understand the climate in Alberta and the challenges that we all face, but ownership is. their commitment is to doing whatever they need to do from their end to give us every resource necessary to have success.
So that would not preclude you from attempting a contract buyout if that was the best for your...
Those are all things we'll have to discuss. You know, we're just... Today was the day to get feedback from the players and sort of get their insight and give them sort of a clear message going into the summer. We'll deal with the building of next year here starting tomorrow.
Brad, what do you say that there's, I think the majority of fans think that you guys just need to make a few additions this summer and then you'll be right back on track. Not that simple?
Well, no, you can improve quickly in this league. You have to make the right decisions. You need, you know, like I said, it's hard on a day like today when you come through a season that we've come through and you sit where we sit to find the silver linings. But there is a very good young nucleus here. There's some solid veteran players here. We need to make some changes that I think will put us right back in a position to be compete for a playoff spot next year. A lot of those are, like I said, there needs to be moves made, which is the manager's job. We need internal growth. You know, we need those young people to have real NHL everyday summers and make gains in terms of their physical development. You know, a lot of what we talked about is the mental approach that coming in here. We talked a little bit earlier about the start. I don't know if we felt it was going to be easy. I did feel there was a little bit of a, even through camp, that desperate level that you need to have. Like, game one is as important as game 82 in this league these years. You win it wherever you can gain points. So coming back here with the right mental approach, but I'm confident here that we can if we can do the right things, that we give ourselves just as good a chance to get back into the playoff mix. But it's we the group that's coming back here have to take a step as well.
Back on the goaltenders, you have some goalies here this year that could be back. Have you decided are doors open, shut, or are you looking externally?
Well, at this particular point, I spoke with Jonas Hiller. Jonas won't be returning next year. Obviously, Nicholas Backstrom, spoke with him today. I think it's important on a day like today, those decisions that you know are going to happen, to be honest with the players. Yoni Ortio is a restricted free agent. We'll sit, you know, the next step from here is, you know, we'll get through, we'll sort of do some internal stuff here in the next couple of days. I'm actually going out to the under-18s in Grand Forks later this week. We'll get our pro scouts in here, start to dissect our team. You know, we've had some detailed conversations with our pro staff, you know, through the trade deadline, and then you start making plans for next year. So that leaves Kari Ramu, who's coming off an ACL surgery. We'll see where we go with there, and then Yoni, who's restricted, and would need a contract there. So, you know, that's where we're at. But it's obviously an area that we need to solidify going into next year.
I know it's been a pretty lousy day in a lot of ways, but I'm sure a good friend of yours in Phoenix, Don Maloney, and now in work, any thoughts on what's transpired there?
Yeah, a close friend. you know, we always say it's a great game. It can be a tough business. I think obviously working there with Don, knowing the things that Don had gone through and leading that organization through some difficult times, I think he's done a tremendous job. You look at the prospect base that they have, a dear friend, and I know it's a tough day, but Don will be back working very, very soon. I know that. Just he's a tremendous man and a great manager.
Brad, I know that the mood is negative today, but were there some positives for you this season, and was one of them the way your team competed down the stretch?
Yeah. You're right, Dirk. There is some positives here. I But we're not going to sit up here and make excuses about, well, if this and that. We failed, right? The manager failed, the on down failed this year. And so we have to wear that. I think any time we play a game, we play it to win. And so the way we competed on the stretch, I'm glad that that happened. As I said earlier, I think you also have to take, you take a little bit of, you measure those evaluations in terms of what those games meant. It begs the question, in some games down the stretch, where was that earlier? And maybe those games down the stretch meant more. So, but that's all, it's all in the past now, but our expectation, anytime we put on the uniform and we go out there and represent this organization, that we're going to compete to the highest level.
Brad, you sit and evaluate things. You've had two full seasons. Are you ahead of where you thought you'd be? Behind? Is exactly where you thought you'd be as you try to build and integrate a lot of new young players and things?
Well, I had every expectation to be in the playoffs this year, so no. Would be, in terms of just that measurable. Coming in here, I think I said there was lots of work to do. We still have work to do. I think we've made strides. I think we've put some key building blocks that are going to be part of the core of this team moving forward. I think we've not only integrated some young players, but we've put them in very key roles. Again, not an excuse, but the fact of the matter is we rely most nights on very young players to push this team along, and that's we need to continue to grow them. We need to add more. We need to supplement and support them. So I think there's a great future ahead for this team. Now, having said that, there's 29 other teams that feel the same way of their team. So it's a competitive landscape. We have to get better, and we have to get better individually. We have to get better collectively. Because the league is not going to get any easier. It's not going to get, it's going to be more difficult next year to get in. So I think we've made some strides in the last 2 years. It's difficult on a day like that to see it today. But we have work ahead.
But you mentioned the honest conversation. You mentioned Noah Hiller. Any other skater side that we should be aware of?
In terms of not coming back? Not off the top of my head. Yeah, those were, yeah. We sent a few guys back to Stockton. We met with a handful of guys yesterday. Derek's actually nursing an injury. He wasn't part of that group that went back yesterday. Again, his contract's up. We'll sit and review, and as we talk to him, I think he showed well, and we'll see over the course of the next few weeks where we go with him.
Brad, how much does possible expansion and in turn an expansion draft affect what you and other GMs are going to do moving forward right now?
Well, first of all, there's been a lot of speculation with it. Right now, it's unfounded until such time as there is expansion. So number one is, all that stuff is second, it really is, it's meaningless unless we do expand as a league. So that's number one. Number two is, if we do expand, we've gotten sort of the 30,000 foot view of what potential rules would be. So we've sort of dug through those a little bit and looked ourselves and other teams and may how that affect. Obviously, the number one thing is as it looks right now, and again, number one, if there is expansion, the rules, that the overview we've been given talks about goaltenders being able to protect one goaltender. So that may open up, the natural thought is there, who has two goaltenders, and how quickly do they want to get rid of one? And so we've looked at that a little bit, not only just in the goaltender position, but you start to mock it up a little bit of what your team would look like, what opportunities may be there. So those will be things that you know, once we get a definitive answer of that expansion does or doesn't happen, and then we'd switch into phase two of, you know, waiting for the league to tell us what the rules are and then taking a look at them and see how we might be able to help ourselves.
Housekeeping note on that. Is your understanding gillies would be protected or not, or do you know yet?
We have a feeling he'd be he'd be exempt, not protected, but he'd be exempt. But I don't. Again, those are. We'll wait till we get the zoom lens on that one. But that's our understanding. Yeah.